This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The search for weapons of mass destruction in Iraq will have a new leader. David Kaye is stepping down. Since last May, he has led the Iraq Survey Group, a team of U.S. soldiers and experts in Iraq. So far, they found evidence of weapons programs, but not actual weapons. Today, Kaye told Reuters, "I don't think they existed." CIA Director George Tenet has named Charles Delfer to replace Kaye. Delfer was deputy head of the United Nations Weapons Inspectorate in Iraq during the 1990s. NPR's Mike Schuster has more.
There is probably no American more familiar with the history of weapons of mass destruction in Iraq than Charles Delfer. He was deputy chairman of UNSCOM, the UN Special Commission on Iraq, from 1993 to 2000. Gary Milholland, whose database Iraq Watch is the most extensive public accumulation of information about Iraq's weapons, expressed surprise that David Kaye has left the Iraq Survey Group, but satisfaction that Delfer has been chosen to replace him.
I think he's an excellent person. He's very honest, very dedicated to getting things right. As far as I can tell, he has an open mind on this subject, that is. I don't think he has a preconceived notion of what the Iraqis have or don't have.
In fact, before the war in Iraq, Delfer was a believer in the presence of weapons of mass destruction there. Until 1998, when UN weapons inspectors left Iraq and were not permitted to return, UNSCOM believed that the Iraqi government had not given a full explanation of evidence of considerable VX and sarin gas weapons and possible biological weapons filled with anthrax and botulinum toxins. That was compelling, Delfer told NPR in late 2002.
When UNSCOM finished its work, there were some very important remaining uncertainties, and those uncertainties were much more logically explained by a decision to retain weapons than the explanations that we got from Iraq, which was, in essence, you know, the dog ate my homework.
That is, Iraqi officials claimed records that would confirm or deny the presence of such weapons had been lost or destroyed. But by last fall, Delfer had become a reluctant skeptic on the weapons question. In an interview with NPR, he acknowledged David Kaye's effort had not found what he expected to find.
It's a matter of whether there were existing weapons ready to fire or whether there was ongoing development programs within Iraq. And I think it's probably the latter that we're going to find the most of. Certainly, if there was a capability, you know, that the scientists and the intellectual capital existed in Iraq. We did not lobotomize the scientists when we finished our inspection work. Clearly, Saddam had an incentive to restart these programs, even if he put them in suspension for a while.
The Bush administration still is maintaining some hope that the continuing search for these weapons will prove fruitful, but the lack of solid evidence has changed how the president and others are talking about it. In the State of the Union speech on Tuesday night, President Bush said the Kaye report, in his words, identified dozens of weapons of mass destruction-related program activities. And on Morning Edition yesterday, Vice President Cheney acknowledged that there is a debate about this, even as he held out the possibility that evidence of such weapons may still be found.
We still don't know the whole extent of what they did have. It's going to take some additional considerable period of time in order to look in all of the cubby holes and the ammo dumps and all the places in Iraq where you might expect to find something like that.
But Gary Milholland says at this point there is no basis to believe that there are weapons of mass destruction in Iraq.
The Iraqis had a very aggressive program, that they hid it from the world, that they hid it from the inspectors. But if you're looking for positive evidence of actual munitions, that is, biological or chemical or nuclear munitions, I don't know of any affirmative evidence that such munitions exist. In fact, I'm fairly confident now that there was not such information before the war.
The assertion that Baghdad possessed weapons of mass destruction was one of the principal justifications cited by the Bush administration for the invasion of Iraq. Mike Schuster, NPR News.